Led by the intellectual Martin de Valencia, a man so dedicated to ascetic faith that he ended his days as a hermit in the Mexican desert, the friars intended to guide Spain's new subjects along the exhilarating path to Christendom. The monks understood that the Mexica already had a church, a false church intended to snare their souls for the devil, but a church nonetheless. And they knew that the Indians were too numerous to be reached by even the most zealous missionaries. Valencia's plan was conversion by proxy. He and the rest of the 12 would open the eyes of the Indian priesthood to the beauties of the true faith, gaining their adherence by reasoned theological discussion. And then the priests would fan out and spread the gospel in their native tongue. The sole record of the discussions between the monks and the Mexica was compiled 4 decades later by another Franciscan, Bernardino de Sahagún. Sahagún knew 10 of the 12 Spaniards at the meeting, interviewed 4 of the Mexica priests, and filled in gaps by extrapolating from similar theological discussions in which he had participated. Written in dialogue verse, an opera seria exchange of long recitatives, his reconstruction does not individually identify the speakers. Perhaps, some historians believe, because the great meeting did not actually take place, Sahagún's account being a distillation of many small encounters. Only part of the original manuscript survives, written in Nahuatl, the Mexica language, which Sahagún learned to speak fluently. Still, what remains is enough to indicate how the Mexica viewed their position vis-à-vis the Spanish, defeated but not unequal. In Sahagún's reconstruction, the Franciscans speak first, their interpreters struggling to make European concepts clear in Nahuatl verse, the language of high discourse. The monks explain that they have been sent by the one who on the earth is the greater speaker of divine things, the Pope, to bring the venerable word of the one sole true God to New Spain. By worshiping at false altars, the friars say, you cause him an injured heart, by which you live in his anger, his ire. So infuriated was the Christian God by the Indians' worship of idols and demons that he sent out the Spaniards, those who afflicted you with tormenting sorrow, by which you were punished so that you ceased these not few injuries to his precious heart. The Triple Alliance was subjugated, in other words, because its people had failed to recognize the one true God. By accepting the Bible, the priests explain, the Mexica will be able to cool the heart of he by whom all live, so he will not completely destroy you. The Mexica respond immediately. Not wanting to join Christendom, they also know that they cannot prevail in a direct confrontation with their conquerors. Shrewdly, they try to shift the terms of the argument to more congenial rhetorical ground, an approach that will force the friars to treat them as equals. What now immediately will we say? The lead Mexica cleric asks. We are those who shelter the people. We are mothers to the people, fathers to the people. Translation: we priests are in the same business as you Franciscans. We are high-ranking clerics, elite intellectuals, just like you. And just like you, we have a function, providing comfort and meaning to the common folk. To disavow their faith, the Mexica say, would tear apart their lives. For this reason and others, the priests explain, we cannot yet agree to Christianity ourselves. We do not yet make it true for ourselves. Behind the priest's refusal is an implied request. You know what it is like to be in our shoes. You carry the same responsibilities. As one group of highly placed religious functionaries to another, don't do this to us.